Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think Sam Darnold goes to the Seahawks now?
Why would you go there? They just got rid of Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. Why would you want to go there?
Well, because they're probably going to pay you the most. That's why.
All right. Well, if they're going to pay you the most, then go there. I mean, that's what it's all about anyway, I guess.
No,
cash,
but I mean,
cash, give me cash.
Well, really, I mean, there's no other team I think is going to pay him. The Vikings aren't going to pay him what he wants. I mean,
what would the Giants give him? The Giants not going to compete with the Seahawks? Do they even want him?
Sound like the Giants are interested.
Oh, that's a different. To be honest with you, and I don't know that I would take him either. Only because, not because of how he played the last two games. Forget that. I just don't know that I want Sam Darnold in this environment again. I don't know how he will be treated by the fans, because if he comes here and has a couple of bad games, you know what it's going to be written about and said about. Same Sam Darnold, can't handle New York. I just don't know how I want to go down that road.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm him I want to go down that road either.
Well, that too.
Yeah, that too.
He might, all right, forget the Giants. He might not be interested in coming here.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I could see Sam Darnold in that Seahawks uniform. I could just see it. They still have, you know, they got the two good running backs in Walker and Charbonnet. They got Jackson Smith and Jigba there. They could do some things.
Who else? I'm literally pulling up the teams now. Who else is quarterback needy right now in terms of a starting job?
Well, this is why. Right. I mean,
is that it?
I mean, it's the Jets. It's the Giants.
That's not working.
It's the Steelers. I mean, and if you want to throw the Vikings in there, but I don't think they're not needy.
Needy, but boy, he did. So what about Indianapolis?
Yeah.
That would actually be a pretty good place.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones has been linked to Indianapolis as well.
Oh, for God's sakes.
He has been.
Okay. All right.
Linked.
Link this.
I mean, Daniel Jones.
He's terrible.
Hey.
And I was one of his biggest supporters.
Yeah. I don't know. He's going to be on the Vikings roster, I think. Kevin O'Connell apparently loves the guy.
All right, how about this? How about the Giants trade for Kyler Murray and Sam Darnold goes to Arizona?
That's not terrible. Crazy.
That's not terrible.
I would love for Kyler Murray to come here. I really would. I think that'd be awesome.
You could trade for Kyler Murray, then not draft one of these quarterbacks that some people, not me, but I have no idea. Some people will say aren't deserving of being these top picks. You could go trade for Kyler Murray, and then with that three pick, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
And that would be ideal.
How about you trade back and you get numerous picks? How about that?
Kyler Murray on the Giants. That'd be fun. It would be fun.
You are right, though. There's not a ton of spots that are available right now in terms of the starting quarterback position. Not a lot.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're Sam, you're not going back to the Jets. You're probably not going to go to the Giants. Minnesota doesn't want you back. That's why it's going to be Seattle.
Do you think there was a point in this season that the Vikings, what's his name? The GM, Mensa,
Quessy Adolfo Mensa.
Him. Do you think him and the head coach got together and said, this is our guy? Until the end, where they're like, uh-oh, good thing we didn't give him a contract extension. Because he was playing at a very high level.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they, I don't know, it's hard to say. But at some point, they probably, when they beat the Packers and they were dumping all the water on him and everything, I'm sure they were thinking, man, I mean, this has the opportunity. He's only 28 years old. Opportunity to be our guy, and maybe we trade J.J. McCarthy. But, of course, I mean, he told the Vikings he wasn't going to cut it in those last two games with his play. He just was miserable.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's
awful.
Gotta move on.
It does suck, though, that a body of work of, let's say, 17 games, right? Because then it was 1-1. So 17 games was fabulous. And those last two is the lasting impression.
But they not all games are created equal. The last two was to get the one seed NFC. And then the next one was a playoff game.
I'm well aware.
And
I know.
Sucked.
Yes, he was. I
couldn't get rid of the ball.
I understand.
Awful.
And that was Daniel Jones's problem. Can't get rid of the ball.
True.
Unload the football.
And he was getting rid of it the entire season, Sam Darnold. It was amazing what
he
was
doing. So a little gun-shy there at the end.
Steve in Boundbrook. What's going on, Steve?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. What's up, Gio?
Hey, man.
Hey, up until that last Giants game, which meant nothing if you remember, the Giants offense put up 20 points, I think, twice all season.
Yeah, I know.
And Jerry
touchdowns
said,
were rare.
Jerry said, if only if the Giant offense could get a little bit better. Jerry, what planet are you living on?
What are you talking about? Numb nut.
You said if the Giants offense could just get a little bit better. You said that 10 minutes ago.
Yes, I did.
So what are you talking?
And I'll say it again, jackass. So, what if they got a little bit better and actually scored a
real
little bit more?
Clown.
You're an
what
idiot.
What a clown.
Hang up on
you call me a jackass.
Goodbye. Good Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah. We know they couldn't score. That was the whole point. If they got a bit better and got better quarterback play, I don't know how you could argue with that. They couldn't get worse. Couldn't get worse.
Yeah. Clown, jackass.
What was he yelling
at me
for?
I don't know. I think he's just an angry Giants fan. I think that he knows that his team stinks. And
I'm actually trying to give you a blueprint for them not to be terrible. I wasn't ragging on them.
I think he was saying they don't need to get a little bit better, like you were suggesting. They need to get a lot better.
But because it was the quarterback play that was atrocious. We all know
the guy's an idiot.
Yeah. Like, if you're not, you're going to tell me they don't have decent wide receivers, a decent tight end, offensive line when healthy was relatively good the first half of the season. The quarterback play was the problem. So if you got decent quarterback play, they would score points. Think, for Christ's sake, wake up.
Yeah, you know what
Come
it is?
On.
It's been a long time since you've seen that offense.
I know it has been, but you've got good defensive players. You've got, I really believe.
Who is that guy? If it's not one of the rookies, then who the hell is it?
I don't know the answer to that. That's what they have to decide.
No, I know, but that's the issue. But you can't imagine them getting much better.
If you had a quarterback that played at an NFL, I'm not even saying an MVP level, play at an NFL level, just be an average NFL quarterback that would unload the football, that team had enough talent to score a hell of a lot more points than they did. It, to me, the Giant rebuild on offense isn't, widespread. You need a decent quarterback. Again, I'm not saying you got to go out and get Lamar Jackson because he's not going to fall off of out of the sky. I understand that. I don't know if it's Sanders or Ward. Don't know. But what I do know is if you could just get decent quarterback play, they should be an NFL offense.
Yeah.
And they're not that far away from being at least an average price. Get your head out of the sand or out of your ass and wake up. I tell you. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. So who do you think it's going to be? Who are we starting the season, Jets and Giants, week one starting quarterback? I'm going to say the Jets, it's Justin Fields.
That seems like that's the direction it's trending in, yeah.
I'm going to say the Giants, week one starting quarterback for the Giants.
I'm going to stick with Kyler Murray.
That'd be cool.
I'm going to go with that because I don't think they're going to want to start a rookie week one. I clearly don't know that, but that's going to be my guess. I'm going to say they are going to make a push for Kyler Murray.
Do you think that there's any chance that they draft the guy and then have Tommy DeVito start the season? And not bring in one of these dusty vets?
I don't. I think they would go retread dusty vet.
Yeah, that's the consensus. Most people believe that. I'm just thinking because they did re-sign Tommy DeVito. So it's like, are they thinking maybe we give Tommy DeVito 4 or 5 games?
You know who would love that? Tommy Lugauer.
Oh,
Tommy Lugauer would love that.
Luke.
That caller just ruined my day. I thought we had a nice morning going.
We did have a nice morning going. I mean, he just how these things devolve into the name calling stuff back and forth. It was funny from my perspective.
That's right. You love it. I get that.
Well, it was funny. It's just like, I love when you get going, you jackass, and drive into a brick wall and loser.
You know what it is? I feel like I am trying to
be positive about the Giants.
Positivity into the Giant fans' mind because there's been a lot of negativity, and I really don't believe they are years and years away from being a decent football team. I don't. And I have no reason to believe that Shane and Dable are good. Yet I feel like they know what they're doing. I just wish they would do it already. Need a quarterback.
Yes.
Need a quarterback.
Not that easy to find.
Clearly.
All right, Boomer and Gio with Jerry in for Boomer on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo joins us. Another update and moment of the day. We don't have any reads here, Eddie, so we'll go right to break.